From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Rescue operations are underway across Asia, where heavy rains have triggered flash floods and landslides. In northwestern China, entire villages were washed out in a torrent of water and debris yesterday. At least 337 people are dead. 1,100 people are still missing. Millions are displaced in Pakistan, which is reeling from its worst floods ever. The UN says it's still unable to reach hundreds of thousands of people who've been stranded for days in northwestern Pakistan without basic supplies. Floods are also blamed for dozens of deaths in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Authorities say about 500 people are still missing. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says work is progressing on the final stages of the relief well to kill BP's blown-out well. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports more work is in store for equipment now on the seafloor of the Gulf.
The government's point man for the response says once the well is declared dead, crews will start removing the containment cap that stopped the leak in mid-July.
Once the relief well is finished, that equipment will have to be removed and the well will then be plugged under regulations that are issued by the Department of Interior. That will involve several steps. It will be a removal of the cap itself and ultimately the removal of the current blowout preventer and its replacement.
Allen says BP has less than 100 feet to drill before intercepting the well, which is expected at the end of this week. Mud and cement will be pumped in before the well is considered permanently shut. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
House lawmakers are interrupting their August recess and returning to Washington. NPR's Giles Snyder reports they are likely to vote tomorrow on a $26 billion jobs bill.
It's an unusual session called by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She called for the special session last week, just after the Senate passed the bill. The Obama administration says it could save the jobs of tens of thousands of teachers and other public workers. Congressional Democrats say it's crucial to reversing potential layoffs ahead of the start of the new school year. But Republicans aren't so sure. They contend getting the bill passed quickly and on to President Obama is more about this November's election. Many of those whose jobs are on the line are labor union members, traditional Democratic Party allies. The House could take up another measure the Senate passed last week. That one is a $600 million bill aimed at boosting security along the border with Mexico. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister suggests Turkey might have been looking for a fight when it refused to prevent an aid convoy from breaking Israel's blockade of Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu was the first to testify before an Israeli commission about an Israeli confrontation with a Turkish ship in May. Commandos had killed 9 pro-Palestinian Turkish activists, setting off diplomatic fury among Turkey and other countries. This is NPR. South Korea says the North fired artillery rounds into the Yellow Sea near its border with the South today. From Seoul, Dwahli Saikauta reports the firing took place as South Korea's Navy concluded 5 days of naval exercises.
Local media reports say the shelling by North Korea took place just half an hour after South Korea finished 5 days of anti-submarine drills aimed at strengthening its defenses against possible enemy attacks. A spokesman for Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff told Yonhap News Agency that 110 rounds of artillery were fired into waters near the northern limit line just off the Korean Peninsula's west coast. This demarcation line was drawn up by the UN after North and South Korea agreed to stop firing at each other. The two Koreas remain technically at war without a peace treaty signed. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
NATO is investigating an attempted prison escape over the weekend that ended in the deaths of 2 American Marines. The alliance said today that the Marines were trying to subdue a prisoner who escaped a room where he was observing prayers. The inmate got hold of a rifle and started engaging coalition forces. The prisoner was killed in the shootout. The Japanese city of Nagasaki, marking the 65th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bomb attack during World War II. People also observed a moment of silence for the 80,000 people killed in Nagasaki 3 days after Hiroshima was bombed. The U.S. sent its first delegation to commemorations in Hiroshima, but no one was dispatched to Nagasaki. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.